We recently received a question from a listener named Cassie. She asked, who do we contact about getting a barn quilt in Shawnee County? Now, you should first note that Shawnee County is the self-proclaimed barn quilt capital of Wisconsin. In this northeastern county, you can find more than 350 barns with brightly colored geometric quilt squares painted on the side. WPR's Patty Murray met up with the couple who paints the quilts on plywood and installs them on the barns. The Leuenbergers drove her on the back roads to point out some of their handiwork.
Shawnee County is mostly farmland and is dotted with many iconic red Wisconsin dairy barns. Go around a back roads corner or speed by on Highway 29 and you'll see them. Jim and Irene Leuenberger paint them in the basement of the local Chamber of Commerce. They were inspired by quilts in other states like Ohio and decided to bring the art of barn quilts to Wisconsin.
And sometimes the patterns, if they're simpler, are really show up better. Because if there's too much detail and you can't get that close to the barn, you don't see the detail.
Especially when you're driving by at like 60 miles an hour.
Right.
We're now coming up to a barn on the left. They're retired dairy farmers. They don't have cows anymore. But we take this route a lot on our bus tours. But since we put the quilt on here, and this is one of the first ones, look how nice it looks. I mean, it hasn't deteriorated one tiny bit. But they've put new windows in the barn, they've put a new door, they've landscaped it, because they know a lot of people are going to take pictures, you know, which is pretty cool.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just, again, a simple pattern.
And it's got the lightning rods on top.
Yeah.
Yep. That is a classic Wisconsin barn.
It is, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Irene says the quilts cost a couple $100 in materials. She says almost anyone can make one.
We actually put two coats of primer on the barn quilts, both sides, because you want to also on the back side to preserve the wood, and especially if it's up against a barn. And then we put three coats of paint on the front side. So that's five coats of paint. If people have the space, you know, and give them a little encouragement, they could learn how to paint a barn quilt.
Some quilts depict professions of the barn owners, such as cows, pumpkins, or even a barber pole. A little artistic inspiration doesn't hurt either.
The next one we're coming up to, I call it an Andy Warhol look. The lady here brought this pattern to me and wanted to know what I thought of it, and this is when you see it, you'll see what I mean. But I just love the colors. I love lime green. It's four horse heads that are really neat. One of my favorite quilts. And I know I say that a lot too. I tend to repeat myself on our bus tours. I said, coming up is one of my favorite quilts. 3 minutes later, I'll say the same thing. What do you think? Think it looks
That's
like
awesome.
You think it looks like Andy Warhol?
Yeah, Andy Warhol meets My Little Pony almost.
Jim and Irene Leuenberger say they haven't lost a barn quilt yet due to deterioration or fire over their 9-year project. Knock on wood.
WPR's Patty Murray took us on a tour of Shawnee County's barn quilts. And this story idea came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.